Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night across Israel is warm, with a gentle breeze in Jerusalem and clear skies over Tel Aviv. In Haifa, it's a calm and pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, 3 hours ago, U.S. President Donald Trump states that Iran will remain under a naval blockade until a nuclear deal is reached, with CENTCOM preparing for possible military action. Also, Ynet reported 4 hours ago, Amin Gemayel, who once struck a peace deal with Israel, suggests Lebanon's leaders should seize the opportunity for renewed talks, citing regional shifts and Hezbollah's weakening. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, 3 hours ago, U.S. Vice President Vance responds to concerns about a missile shortage, stressing the importance of readiness and questioning military stockpiles. Separately, 4 hours ago, JTA reports an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has caused an outcry amid rising tensions with the Christian community, described by Hebrew University as part of a troubling pattern. And finally, JNS, 3 hours ago, a Jewish man attacked near a Los Angeles synagogue recounted his terrifying experience, warning that such incidents can happen to anyone. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, a commentator on regional security, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. is working to form a new coalition to secure ships navigating the Strait of Hormuz, aiming to coordinate diplomatically and enforce sanctions. Alex Plitzas, a defense analyst, wrote 43 minutes ago that the U.S. administration is signaling its commitment to preventing Iran from controlling the Strait of Hormuz as it seeks to form an international alliance. Dan Linnaeus, a geopolitical observer, noted 45 minutes ago that Russia, through TASS, has warned of serious consequences if the U.S. and Israel resume military actions in the Middle East. Adding complexity to the regional tension, now for more on those stories. Starting with U.S. President Trump's stance on Iran, the Jerusalem Post reports that the naval blockade aims to pressure Tehran into a nuclear agreement. This move aligns with CENTCOM's military readiness, highlighting the stakes in the region. The implications for regional stability are significant, raising fears of escalating tensions. Turning to Lebanon, Amin Gemayel's call for renewed peace efforts comes as Hezbollah faces internal challenges. Ynet explains that the former president believes shifting dynamics could favor dialogue with Israel. This development offers a rare opportunity for diplomatic progress in a historically tense relationship. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Vance's remarks about missile shortages reflect concerns over military preparedness. Israel Hayom notes that his comments come amid broader questions about U.S. defense capabilities. This scrutiny could influence future military investments and readiness strategies. In Jerusalem, the attack on a nun has intensified concerns about Christian-Muslim relations. As reported by JTA, Hebrew University identifies a pattern of hostility towards the Christian community. This incident could strain interfaith relations and prompt calls for increased protection. Finally, the attack on a Jewish man in Los Angeles, as covered by JNS, underscores the vulnerability faced by Jewish communities worldwide. His experience serves as a stark reminder of the persistence of antisemitic violence, urging vigilance and solidarity. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that capital is flowing into the tech market selectively, with more funds directed toward fewer companies, as discussed at Calculist's Tech Independence 2026 event. Separately, Globes reveals that NVIDIA has leased space for labs in Rishon-LeZion, renting from EdgeConnex, which has established a data center in the area. And finally, Israel Hayom Business details Bank Hapoalim's investment in a quantum computing startup, born at the Weizmann Institute, marking its entry into the quantum technology sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.